Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 Blog Talk Radio. What's going on? Welcome to Wet Wet Wednesday. I don't know what happened to the introduction of the song, but welcome. I got for you some music to get you there. Here's her, take you there. Let's get it, let's go. I don't know what happened, y'all. We about to get it in.
Where'd you go?
Wednesday, that online radio with the Roar, and tonight we do it with some ooh-wee. So let's see where we at with it. All right, Miss Unbelievable. So seeing that tonight is technically one of our ladies' nights. Y'all really the one that really sets the tone. What we on tonight? So what we talking about on Wet Wet Wednesday?
Well, one is, could you marry a porn star? If so, why or why not?
No, I'm saying because how you started out, you kind of like, well, could you marry a porn star? That's just kind of how it sounded to me, but okay. Could you marry a porn star?
Marry. And at what inch is the dick considered big? At what inch is the dick considered big? And if we have time, when was the last time you had sex? And did you like it?
Hold on. I need some background music because, okay, she said at what inch? Wait, what? At what?
At what inch is the dick considered big?
Okay. So I'm almost like, is that almost like one of those the size matter type things? Is that what you're trying to get at? One of them size matters type things?
I mean, we can go at it any way we can, any way we want to. Big, little, girth, any way we want to tonight. And.
Okay. Because, you know, I notice women love to go down that road. Y'all love to have that whole conversation about it, that whole conversation by itself. But I'll tell you what, tonight, we're going to change it up for the ladies then. We're going to talk about at what inch is your ass too motherfucking deep, goddammit. At what inch is your ass a motherfucking cave? Does size matter when it comes to women too? Damn it, that's what we're going to talk about. Does size matter? Y'all be talking, oh, it's the motion in the ocean. Okay, well, how deep is the motherfucking ocean? That's what I want to know. We always talk about, man, let's talk about the women tonight. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. What Wednesday?
When was the last time you had sex? And did you like it?
Okay. So is this like supposed to be like a corona type thing?
No, because you know, so just because you have sex with somebody don't mean that you like what, you know, were you satisfied? Were you not? Why weren't you? Type deal. Did you just give it to him because he asked, was you not in the mood, you know? All that, was it good?
Okay, that's what we are. So, all right, we're going to see what y'all on. You can also call in. You can strike in, no buns intended, and join our conversation. You can also add your little two strokes in it, 563-999-3411. Don't forget, tonight's show's been brought to you by the book author, Solomon Speaks, E. to the K. You can find her book at solomonspeaks.com. Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So, all right, let's see. I know I got another song to put over here. I think it's going to go perfect with that last one you just said. When was the last time? You know what? That at first, I was kind of like, that's a weird question, but that is a good one. Did you enjoy it? Really? Like, last time you got it in?
Like, really?
Did you enjoy
it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, you know I mean, because I mean, you know, hey, with this whole Rona thing going on, you be like getting it in, whispering in the ear, got the motherfucking mood set, got the music going, should fuck around and cough and fuck up the whole mood. I'm just saying, like, you know, if that's what happens, do you keep going or do you spray their ass with lights off? I don't know. Wet Wednesday, last time you had sex, did you like it? Did you put a little oomph in it? Jagged Edge, Wet Wet Wednesday, E-Monster, it's unbelievable. Jazzy around here somewhere.
Join us, 563-999-3411. Press 1.
Pinky finger is sexy now. Ooh, wait. Keep telling me how much you love me when you put a little bump in it. When you put a little bit of bump in it. Oh, she's so scandalous. I love everything she do the best. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't no competition. So down with it and so submissive. I'm in awe of you, all of you. You're my mission.
Got my mind in a trance.
Got
my body's sure to follow.
Ooh, keep doing that thing you do. Go ahead and
love it when you grind on me. When you put it right on
ooh,
me.
Baby.
All the visits that you make, all the sounds you create.
Hey.
That's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it,
start squeezing and you won't let go.
When you put a little pump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little pump in it, when you put a little bit of pump in it.
The way you just shake your little hips for me, and the way you lick your lips and do them little things to get me off. All I wanna do is get you off. Say you wanna be my girlfriend, baby, you done paid the cost. Ooh, ooh,
ooh.
That's how you're gonna hear when the lights go off. Loving how you do it, and I don't think there's another girl in the world for
love
me.
Love it when you wind on me, when you put it right,
put it right on me.
All the
yeah.
things that you make, all the sounds you create. That's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it,
start squeezing and you won't let go.
When you put a little pump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little pump in it, when you put a little bit of pump in it.
Oh. Hey boy, you're the only one that I want. You're the only one that I wanna give it to in every way. I wanna please ya, not tease ya like this. You say you like it when I squeeze a little bit. Well, you ain't felt nothing yet. I hear this beat in my head. Watch me move my hips to it. Left to right, right to left. I'ma have you out of breath when I put a little oomph in it. When I put a little oomph in it. Oh, oh. Back and forth on my love. You gon' want more when I put a little oomph in it. When I put a little oomph in it.
Yeah.
Well, we still putting a little bit of umph in it on a wet, wet Wednesday. We trying to see if the last, when's the last time you had sex and if you liked it. We trying to see if your private is petty. So all right, Miss Unbelievable. We got some callers
yeah.
over here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in definitely on this hump day. You could be doing something else during this quarantine, but you're on lockdown with us. And we hopefully we'll make it a great show for y'all. So, all right, let's see. So you said one was, as if we got time, we're going to get to that one. When's the last time you had sex and did you like it? I know it sounds silly as hell, but that's a damn good question. I'm not going to lie. My private is petty. Okay, you said what were some of the other ones that we had on the top block? What were some of the other ones?
Could you marry a porn star? And what is the dick considered big? Oh, and
okay.
The depth of a pussy.
The way you said, and the depth of a pussy. You just left it alone. Okay. That's how we're doing. Okay.
I don't want it.
So, let's see. Could I marry a porn star? See, now that's a good question. I know the average person just goes like, ooh, yeah, that's what it is. I don't know. I'm going to be honest now. Now you ask me. Don't look at me funny. I'm going to be honest.
I'm looking. I'm ready for the honest answer. Come on with it. Come on.
I don't know. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like sex as much as the next person. You dig? I like sex like breathing. It just feels good. It's like a massage. It don't merely matter how hard you rub. Just rub, motherfucker. It ain't just rub. Ooh, yeah, I like, just rub. But a porn star, though, it's almost like a back rub. You know, the first 2-3 minutes, that's just heaven. After about 10, 15 minutes, I don't know. You really know what you're doing? After, you know, 15 minutes, okay. I hope you went to school for this shit. Are you fucking my back up? I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it could be too long. Like, I watch the movies. Them motherfuckers be stroking out. You see the movie. The movie be 69 minutes long. Come on now. On Pornhub, 69 minutes long on Pornhub. The fuck are you doing for 65 minutes? How many positions can we do in 69 minutes? It be just him and her, the same person, 69 minutes. I don't know if these motherfuckers ran it back. Rerun, pause, looped it. I don't know what the hell they did, but 69 minutes? The fuck up off of me. No, I got to go to work. I got shit I got to do. I'm dehydrated. Like, I need a whole new back. Like, can we get some Terminators in here? I need a whole new back. I don't know if I can handle sex with a porn star. Being married, I mean, it's great for a weekend. You know, Cancun, some shit like that. That's great. Yeah. Pineapple. When I ain't ready. But shit, married? Come on now. That's some work. Like, yeah, like you have some mileage on your shit. I mean, how you feel about, could you do it? Yeah.
Honestly, nah. I mean, not for my husband. Nah. I could do it for a board tour, you know, call you up. We can make our own movie. But for my husband, you got too many body counts for me. Everybody, you know, it'll just be like, we out, and they be like, is that John from getting the back, taking it from the back and long stroke dick? Like, no, I mean, and then people like, oh, well, she, and then they may look at me, she one bad bitch, and she could take long dick, you know, I seen them on the Pornhub, I watched that, you know, for free. So, I don't think, it's bad, because to them, it's a job, and so, I don't know if I can accept his job. I mean, the body count, the, I don't know if I would want to not use protection every time I think about it. I'd be like, dang, you just went all type of in, man, like, you just a professional. Like, I don't know if I would have to feel like I'm a professional every time I get, you know, like, what if there would be a day I don't want to, you know, be a professional? What if I ain't sucking it right? It'd be like, you know, Susie from this movie, she did it better than that. I mean, would there be a comparison? Like, Would they want to invite somebody else? Like, what if it's just plain? What if it's just boring? I'm just, you know, I don't know. But I know he has a soul, too. You know what I'm saying? I know that he has feelings. And, but I don't know if I could, you know, picture him just, I guess, you know, it's not fair because, you know, dudes be out here sexing up everybody and anybody. So it's like, that's not, like, really fair, but you live and on TV. I don't know if, yeah, I would really have to pray about it. Like, if I felt like you was my soulmate, just the sex part. I don't know how intimate I could be with you right away. I don't know how fast I would want to have sex with you. I would probably, that'd probably be a serious topic that I would have to get counseling for.
Okay, okay, okay. We're gonna check in with the caller right quick. We got somebody press one, but okay. Now hold on. Now we talking about an active porn star, like married to an active porn star. That's what we talking about. Oh wow! See, I thought we was talking about like a retired one or somebody.
No.
Oh Lord.
We talking about a porn star.
Okay. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. I know you're trying to be nice, talking about. Oh, I know he got a soul. Fuck his soul. I got coworkers. It is. We gonna check in with the caller right quick. 612-250. Who we got on Wet Wednesday? Hello.
It's your anonymous caller again.
Okay, anonymous.
Hey, anonymous.
I do like that song by Bobby V. I'm going to see if I got that one. But you heard what we talking about. I mean, could you be married to a porn star?
If the vibe is right, yes. And there's many different reasons for that. One reason is because, like Miss Unbelievable said, they do still have a soul. They do still have feelings. They are still a person.
Mm-hmm.
For two, if it was still like an active porn star, then shit, there's a lot of shit I ain't got to do to make this motherfucker happy. He done already got it done. That's just more ideas for me to have when he come home to me. Because porn stars these days, you're required to have protection and be tested.
Mm-hmm.
So if this person wants to be married, they have committed to that piece of trust.
Right.
And also, you know, they ain't going to cheat on you. That's their job. There's no reason for them to go anywhere else other than you.
But they're active.
So
there's
many different ways to look at things.
Right? If they're active sex, like, that's still his job. He's a porn star. He's actively cheating on me every day when he has to go to work.
That's the level of trust that you all have to build first, though. So you can think it, like I said, you can think about it in many different ways.
That makes you rock.
Right.
That makes you rock. There is trust with that, but I don't know if I could watch my husband have sex with somebody else right in front of me. Like, I'm too territorial. I don't even want to remember you fucking, you know, your old girlfriend, but yet a coworker. Like, that's a job that, I couldn't, because I'm too territorial. I will feel a certain kind of way every time you come home. So I know for me, I couldn't, you know, because that dick down showing it be for me, not your coworkers, and for the world to see.
Right, but
yeah, just depends on your feelings.
Yeah, and that's it. Like I said before on a past what Wednesday, and I think that really comes down to like the heart of this part of it. Like everybody, like, and this is where I think sometimes us as adults now today, just because somebody thinks different than us, we try to be in our own personal feelings and some other shit, but. You know, it comes down to the level of, you know, of the relationship between the two people. I don't really know how to describe it, but, you know, everybody doesn't think petty with their privates, as I said in the beginning. What I mean by petty mm-hmm. with your privates, meaning like, you know, okay, say like, you know, like me and Unbelievable right now, we petty with our privates. We talking about, I don't want to hear about you fucking nobody. I don't want to know about you fucking somebody. As far as I'm concerned, you was a virgin when I met your ass. You think, I know you had four kids, but you was a virgin when I met your ass. That's just how it is. Some people can, you know, they can get enjoyment out of knowing, you know, their mate had, you know, somebody else gave them pleasure. Sometimes it gets them arousal. You know what I mean? Some people can watch. Their, you know, significant other or other people, you know, them have sex with others. It's an arousal. It's an erotic thing. Sometimes it comes not always just about watching somebody else have sex with your mate. Sometimes it comes down to, okay, I bet he can't do it better than me. oh, he got a little trick move. Wait till I get back to it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to get in it even more. It's an inspiration, those type of things. I know some people are like, what the hell did he go down? But you got to be part of those lifestyles to really, really understand. So, you know, you can't always just be like, oh, I can't see my other person doing this, doing that. That's not for you. Everything's not for everybody. Like, everybody can't be a swinger. You try to be a swinger, you'll start actually swinging, stealing on motherfuckers because you ain't your feelings. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, a little different because, like me, it's not even the part about, okay, they be going to work, so on and so forth. Like she said, I'm pretty much the same way. I'm petty the same way. I got friends that ain't petty like me, but I am petty like I don't know if I could really sit there and chill with your ass knowing you just came back and you had a hella goddamn scene. I'm just saying, like, y'all got it in. Like, he really stroked the shit out your ass. And now you coming back over here, I'm going to be in my feelings, like, because the poor motherfuckers, yeah, I don't know if they machines and shit, but they got new backs. They ain't got no normal person back. They got a mechanical back or some shit. I don't know. But I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I could do that. An active porn star? Okay, how was the work day today, baby? Oh, it was damn good. I'm going to be in my feelings. It's going down in there. I'm going to be all, you was a little too much into that. It just is what it is. But, yes, I mean, I could see, you know, how, you know, it can have its benefits. Like I said, if it's a girlfriend, yeah, that's cool. But as far as being married, I don't know if I could deal with the stamina. I don't know if I can keep up with the stamina. I'm just saying, you going to work. Fucking, what is it, like the standard's like 80 minutes for a man. A porn star man, he got to last like 80 minutes and shit like that. If it's good to me, you look, I got 8 seconds. Boop, 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 boop. I know you're mad, mommy. Hold on. We're going to get another one in. Don't, just chill out. We're going to be all right. It is, so 80 minutes. I don't know if I can handle that. I don't know if I can match the stamina. You know, I'm keeping it real from my angle. As short as that angle may be. I'm just keeping it real from my angle. So yeah, I mean, but I do see how it can have some perks there, Anonymous. I do see how it can have some perks. But, yeah, I don't want Miss Umbling. My private is petty. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that, but, yeah, but it definitely, it can definitely have some perks. It definitely can. Your sex life should not get boring, I tell you that, if you're married to one. So, See, yeah, this is a hell of a conversation, or at least it is for me in my mind right now, because my shit's just a turning. I know, Cynthia, I ain't got nothing to say. I got a lot of shit to say.
No, for real, like, okay, so I don't know if there's, to me, I'm trying to figure out, is there a difference between a guy and a girl? You know what I'm saying? Because a guy, you know, you're like, yeah, that's, you know, what they're known for. You know, they're supposed to have bodies like that. You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to get it, you know. But for a woman, you know, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, for a man to feel like she's special. Like, I don't know. I don't know how I could look at that. I could probably look at that man and be like, okay, I understand that's your job. I don't know if I could date, you know, active porn star. I maybe could probably date a retired porn star, a retired porn star. Just don't know if I could marry him. I could probably date him, but then for me, it ain't got to do with trust. It ain't got to do with any of that. It's just, I don't know if I like your lifestyle or your previous lifestyle. I don't want to judge it, but I don't know if I could accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably petty on my part, you know, not accepting somebody for, you know, what they do and what they did or who they are. But to each own, like, with their standards of what they will want as a husband. That's almost like having a pimp for a husband. I wouldn't do that either.
That's a whole different kind of marriage.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying, like, you couldn't have, like, the intimacy. I'm not saying I couldn't have intimacy with, you know, if I was married to a porn star, you know what I mean? I mean, I could. The intimacy, sex really doesn't have much to do with intimacy. To me, I could still be, you know, in that type of relationship. I don't know. I mean, I guess I haven't been there. I haven't really dated one, so I really don't know. But every time I think of it, I mean, when it comes back to me, I always just think of, fuck, the stamina you would have to have. And you know, because, I mean, it's got to be kind of hard. I mean, because and mentally, even physically and mentally, because, I mean, you got to think about it. That person's going to work. This is what they do for their job. Like Anonymous said, this is just their job. But, yeah, but it's not my job. I sit at home on my ass all day, or I go and I fucking work on cars all day, and they go work on techniques. Now, mentally, it's going to fuck with me, because I'm going to be like, okay, what type of move am I learning while I'm twisting these carburetors that's going to compare to what they do at work all day? You know what
you
I mean?
You just thinking it's too probably... much, bro. I'm sorry.
Huh?
You just thinking way too much. Why you say that? Just be you, man. Let it be. You go to work, they go to work. You come home, you have your relationship. Leave it at that.
Oh.
If you can get past it, then that's a whole nother thing. Then hell no, you shouldn't be there.
Okay. Sexual insight. Okay, I hear you. I totally hear you. You're right. I shouldn't be so worried about if I could do this, if I could do that. How am I going to make that happen? How am I going to do some extra tricky shit? No.
If they're married, your ass, something made them do it. So you should just leave it at that.
Right.
Do you think that, you know, they married you because no one else wanted you, because you embodied so many people on the movie? Or is it a real connection? Like, that'll probably play with me. You know, did nobody else want you because you didn't embody so many people? Or, you know, you're a really good person. I think I would want that person to wait to tell me that they was a porn star. Like, I don't, like, you couldn't lead off with that. You know I was a porn star. Oh, it was what? I think I would have to get to know you first, so I won't judge you. You couldn't lead off with that with me. Nope. But if I liked you and I figured, you know, you out, you know, you are a good person, you know, you have different, you know, things that I respect and honor, and we're vibing, and then you tell me, then I may have to, you know, go back and think about it. But you can't lead off with that, bro. Nope.
Well, all right, let's take a quick little break right quick. We're going to bring it back. She said, you can't lead off with that. Oh, my goodness. That's like being at the altar and talking about, hey, baby, I used to work in Vegas back in 96. It is what it is. This is Bobby V. Lights down low. Wet, wet Wednesday. Hump Day music. What a roar. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
Oh, baby. I want to make love. 3 months, 2 weeks, 5 days. Phone calls, emails, and the games. We've been playing with each other. Won't you come over to my place? I'm sending you a first-class ticket to a 3-day love affair. Rose petals and bubble baths. We can do it, girl, any way you like it. But you know I got to have it. Oh, yeah. loving on your thighs. Didn't make it past the kitchen. It's one that I've been missing.
Millennials, it might be new to you. So, all right, it's Lights Low, Lights Down Low, Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Hum that music with the roar. Want to twist a little bit of ooh wee in it. So, we were just talking about, could you be married to a porn star? My petty dick ass over here just learned. Sometimes I just need to relax and just roll with it. You know what I mean? Don't be thinking too much because sometimes that's what we do. I just learned, like, I can't be worried about somebody else's opinions and shit, da-da-da-da-da-da. Just relax. Fucking bust a nut. You know what I mean? Don't be thinking, like, oh, is this right? Is that wrong? No. Shut the fuck up. Bust a nut. God damn it. Do what you came here to do. All right. It's unbelievable. We still got anonymous over here. I'm going to leave your line open. Feel free to jump in when you want. You know, taught me something tonight. You slayed me. So let's see here. What was the other topic we was talking about? Unless y'all still want to go on this porn star thing.
Nah, just don't lead off with it. Just don't do it.
How are you? Yes, I used to be a porn star. Okay,
can't do that with me. But like you used to be what?
Won't work.
Rahul, waiter, give him the bill. I'm out. He can pay for it.
Okay. All right, what else we running down? Butt naked.
Butt naked. Huh. What at what inch is the dick considered big?
Well, all I can say.
Wait, anonymous? What'd you say? 10 plus girth.
She said 10 plus girth.
Explain. What's girth?
Width. Stamina. Does it grow much more after that once it's ready to bust? You know, that's what girth.
So you like about a nice little 11 and a half, 12 all up in there. Is that what you're saying?
You know, not always, but, you know, it's pleasant.
That was a shocker.
See, like a 8-9, that's a good fit. That's just always a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But even you can get like a 6 or a 7. That could still be a good fit.
Is that considered big, though?
Big, yes, I say 10.
Okay. She's giving up two hands. 10.
Well, I guess you really got to, you kind of got to break down, and again, you know I sound like a repetitive teacher and shit. Everybody is different. But I guess, you know, you kind of got to break down what do you mean by big, you know what I mean? And then you got to kind of break down this big kind of just like I guess, like you said, an inch thing, or is the size come, can you measure sizes in the ooey's? It is. As soon as you start to go, ooh, is that big? You dig? Or is it, you know what I mean, just straight pain threshold? God damn, get off of me. Oh, it's in my fucking chest. that type of big. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess you kind of got to break down what point is, how do you measure big?
Well, I guess it's a preference, you know. Size, you know, inches means size. You know, the circumference, and you know, of it being round, and then you know, the circumference of the inches being long, you know, to you, what brings the bigness out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like I like an 8.5 growing into a 9, you know, 10s are sweet. But, you know, me being so, you know, short and stuff, you know, it's like, woo, it's up in my eyeballs, you know, especially when they grow. So I'm at a cool, you know, I don't like them thick. That is just so uncomfortable. I like them, you know, like a nice size, you know, a nice, like your juicy hot dog. Not a bat. I don't like bats. I like a juicy hot dog, far as the circumference of a juicy, nice, juicy beef hot dog. Yeah.
Right.
Now the girls don't want to eat another hot dog.
Huh?
Now I don't want to eat another hot dog.
I don't want to eat one. And see, like, that's a whole another thing. You know, this could turn into a whole show of dynamics by itself, because you know I let's see, how do I say it, like I said before, like when my younger day I used to hang with a lot of women, so it gave me a lot of insight on how to understand women. And like between you guys talking right now, like another thing, like when she was saying girth, that's like very important. Like there's women that be like, oh, I had a man, he was like 6 feet tall, 6'6", da 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 da, and a needle dick. You dig? Mm-hmm. I would be like, what the fuck? You would think fucking 6'6". Again, I'm going to learn to stop thinking. But 6'6", you'd be like,
yeah.
God damn, this motherfucker got to be a dinosaur. But
no.
Apparently, you know, it ain't always what it's cracked up to be. I don't know what to say, though. But yeah, so, you know, I don't know. You say girth,
you know,
I don't know how to, what else to say. Put some weight on it. But, yeah.
You know,
but,
I wonder, and this is just a hypothetical question. Do big guys' dick start out small, or does it shrink because the fat cover, you know, because you get fat? Does it get smaller, you know, because most, you know, big guys have small packages. But is it because? I mean, are they always that small, or does it shrink because the belly overtakes the body? I don't know. I'm just wondering. Anyone?
We need Dr. Phil for that one. Damn.
All right, because he's
yes,
chubby.
Yes, I do.
He's chubby. I'm not. I've been pretty much athletic all my life. I mean, scientifically... Here I go, sound like a damn teacher and shit. Scientifically, here's the no. Okay, you know what is that space called? That's okay. Your stomach is probably about maybe an inch or two below your belly button. but right, is it your pelvis? Is that what it's called? Right above your motherfucking monkey. Right, what is that called? Your pelvis? Is that what that is? That space.
That, yeah. Mhm.
You know what I'm talking about, where when y'all wear them tight pants, y'all got that moose knuckle. I'm talking about that little space right there.
Right.
When it, men, sometimes that can determine if you got a big fat, if you got a man monkey, you got a man moose knuckle. It's gonna make that thing seem shorter, cause you get what I'm saying. It's gonna come out further than it should be. If you ain't, it's the padding. It's like a pillow. You got a lot of pillows, you're going to get shorter, I don't know, what the stem. You get smaller padding, you get longer stem. So that's what it'd be. But I think it's just everything when it comes down to sex, everybody like, oh, this, that's just genetic. If your daddy had a big dick, your grandpa had a big dick, everybody down the line got big dicks. That's your dick line. If you got a little dick, your daddy probably had a little dick. Unfortunately, or you may got it from your mama. I don't know. She might have had a big clit. But shit like that is genetic. It's like boobs and ass. Like, you just don't, like, get to high school. Next thing you know, boom, boom. No, that's just genetically. You get that shit from your parents and so on and so forth. So, little meats come from little meat bloodline. But it does get smaller when you get fat. Like me, if I turn 300 pounds, I still would not have the same size thing that I got. I'd have a pillow, a big ass pad, dump truck. So that's why they say fat dudes got little ones. If he could get rid of the that man moose knuckle. He can get rid of that.
Calling it all kind of stuff.
It would seem better. So just push the moose knuckle back. The man. I'm going to get hate mail over this shit. Just push it back and you'll be all right.
The mad moose knuckle, huh? God. This man said the man moose knuckle.
Next week, if you tune in, we'll give you exercises on how to work your manly moose. I can't even say that shit. Oh my goodness. I can't even say it. Okay. Don't judge me. Pray for me. I don't even got another song ready. I mean, what else? What are we even talking about? I don't even remember.
We were talking about the length and the width. Okay, so you were saying about females and the depth of the pussy. Does that make a difference for you guys? And does it make a difference if they have a thickum?
Yes, it makes a difference. Hell yeah, it makes a difference. It makes a difference just like with women. Y'all be trying to lie to us. Y'all think we don't know. We know. We just play along with that shit. Size matters. That's why they be in motion in the ocean, all that other shit. Ask somebody who ain't got it. So he got motion all he want. He still ain't got that motherfucking spot yet. He still ain't got to the deep end. Motherfucker need a flotation device or something. Yes, size matters. Everything. It is. If you playing baseball, you show up with a little bat, you still gonna get a hit, home run? Hell no. And be short stopping like a motherfucking ladies, you know I'm talking button, you mad as hell, ain't you? Just thinking about he bunted me. Goddamn right he bunted you. Fuck, size matters. With women it do too. You see? You ever stick your hand in a fucking goddamn mop bucket? Your whole arm to touch nothing. Same thing. Goddamn, you wasn't happy, was it? Had all that nasty water on your arm, didn't get shit done, did you? No? You're mad?
No.
Yeah. Goddamn. Yes. No. We want the goddamn mop glove. Fuck that bucket. Get you a sponge and a mop glove. Get that shit done. Yes. Size matters even with women. But that's just that size now. We're talking about body size. Honestly. we're not going to go there. But, yes, size matters. Damn it. Like I said, it matters to y'all, it matters to us too. But anybody trying to have sex with no mop bucket? Hell no. I'm trying to stick our shit in a sock where it fits. Feel good. Got me all in my feelings. I know I said I ain't supposed to think about it. I ain't went to that part of therapy yet. Got me just swishing around in there, just wow, 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 knocking the wall, wow, bumper pool, boom, 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 boom. You trying to fake it. I know you're faking it. And I'm just swishing around in your shit. Wow,
that's hard to fake.
You're
divorced from
a fucking porn star.
That's hard to fake.
I'm just saying.
It's hard to fake. I don't know why you would fake that. I mean, that's hard to fake. If I ain't feeling you, I'm just like, if you get lost, I'm like, damn, is it me or is it you? I have to decide, damn, is it me or you?
But now, some of y'all women got that snapback, though. I'm sorry, go ahead. You go ahead, Fence. We're talking about the snapback in a minute.
I mean, you can talk about the snapback. I'm just saying, I be wondering, you know, I know when I see a little dick, I know I'm not going to go. That's not going, because I know I'm not going to feel it. You know, no, little dick Willie is not going to satisfy me. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even going to play with myself.
So ain't no way he going to be able to do the Dougie enough. He ain't going to be able to, no matter what. Fucking MC Hammer. I don't know. Some other damn
first
dude.
All,
I don't know. No matter what he do,
a little dick really
ain't gone.
No, my butt too big. You can't even get my butt too big. I'm just saying. You know when there's, you know, places that is just too big, and for that little dick Willie, he can't even mount up on that. I'm just saying. It ain't gonna fit. It ain't gonna, you ain't long enough. You gotta have a Lisa beef sausage. I mean, a nice beef sausage to, you know, mount that. You just can't. The little dick Willie can't mount it. It's gonna fall off. I don't want no tip. Damn the tip. Fuck the tip.
Damn, she said he can't hit it from the back. Why? Because he can't reach that. Damn. Okay.
The tip ain't even hitting the wall. It's it.
I wonder if I should give out the trick to the guys that do end up with somebody where, yeah, they got to rail it. No. We almost at the end of the show. and I'm like all off track now. Yeah, don't threw me way off my pivot. Okay. Well, shit, like men like women. Yes, size matters. I think the good thing is I think some of y'all women, y'all got what they call snapback. Some of y'all women out there, y'all shouldn't be having sex as frequently as you are. And I don't mean like as in like, you know, like not to be sexual or, you know what I mean? Like saying like, oh, you out of pocket or some shit like that. No. Because your soulmate got a little one. Because, you know, when you have sex with people, if you don't have this magic snapback, some of you'll know because you'll be like, okay, the last dude I was with, he was kind of big, and this new dude, I can't really feel him like that. That's a sign you ain't got snapback. Because snapback, it hugs the motherfucking shit. Fellas out there is cheering me on right now. Like, go ahead, tell them, bro. I'm not going to tell them all, bro. I'm not going to tell it all. But
what?
You usually know somebody who got snapback when she got, like, fucking 7 to 8 kids. She got some snapback. It closes up.
You condition. You get the Kegels. You get the vinegar. You have to take. Okay, ladies, I told you this before, and I've said this several times. You have to condition the pussy to be able to snap back. You just can't let it just be out there. You got to do your Kegels. You got to do your baths. You got to, you know, tighten the walls back up. You got to do your, you know, you're strengthening, you know, pelvic muscles.
You got to do all that, because if you just let it go, you ain't going to have no snapback. Your walls will just stay flat. But once you start muscling, you know, you got to that's like with anything with your body. You can't leave that hanging at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is exercise. Okay. So in other words, I was just with some lazy motherfuckers. But okay. So this exercises that women do to get that snapback, to get some tension in it. I mean, I heard a Kegel, but all that other stuff, I ain't know nothing about all that other stuff you're talking about. But they say Kegels, huh? That's what
but
you recommend.
Yeah, tighten your ass cheeks.
You said just tighten your ass cheeks?
Just sit and tighten your ass cheeks while you're doing it. That works a lot of muscles.
It's just keeping the muscles tight.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and tight.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, would it help if they... Now, you talking about clenching your ass cheeks while you're having sex or just as an exercise? Because I think both are help.
Both. Especially if you're doing that one where you're, you know, you're, you got your knees up and then you're, you know, going up and down and you could squeeze your butt, you know, squeeze a dick, squeeze your butt, squeeze a dick, you know?
Yeah, because some of y'all be...
Inside
some,
you. Let that,
yeah, that's
let
when y'all that. Be playing illegal. That's the shit that should be illegal in some countries. I think it is, actually. Yeah, that little crunch y'all do. We'll be talking about some, hold on, wait a minute, because we ain't trying to bust too fast, and then y'all fucking put that fucking kung fu grip on us, then, and be like, ah, goddammit, you got a little person in there or something with the fucking going trolling your pussy or something, like he just grabbed on and just fucking started doing chin-ups or something. Some of y'all got fucking mega muscles in there and shit. I mean, I'm going to stop. I'm over here just getting horny as a motherfucker. I'm gonna stop. Right, let's see. Do we got topics for next week? I know tomorrow's Karma Cafe. You know, we talk about community issues and help people keep from getting 30 days. But I'm not trying to think about keeping y'all out of jail right now. My mind's on something else. Got something sexy to walk up out of here with? I don't know. But what's some things we could be talking about next week?
You know, we just gonna let next week ride through. We'll see. Cause you know, it's still about that sexy conversation. And I don't know yet. I don't know how nasty I wanna be. I'm just saying. We'll see.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I guess on our way up out of here, I guess we'll step up out of here to one of these. Just don't forget, you can go to MonstarsRadio.com. You can find more about us and the show over there. We got a 24-hour stream waiting on y'all, and it's free. Now, like these other services, you got to pay $9.95 a month, $80 a year. No, ours is free, MonstarsRadio.com. So let's see. I'm going to step up out of here on some of these guys right here. Might actually get you some.
Come on, folks. Woo woo.
That's what's up. Wet Wednesday. If nothing else, do something monstrous. Drew Hill.
Sure, I've been
that was a nice song.
I'm a two. In the end, I still chose you. No one could ever make me feel this way. That's why it's killing me what we're going through. I somehow thought between me and you, our love would stand the test of time and never ever fade. But we're not making love. Tell me.
don't you think you deserve the fight? A love that goes on happens every day. And we're losing it.